Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 11, Monday, 2020, day 132. Today's topic, the good gives a gentle answer, the wicked gives a harsh word. Now is the time for you to take this exam. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 19 to 27, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 15, John chapter 6, verses 43 to 71, Proverbs 15, verses 1 to 3. Today's main passages, we have three. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 to 3. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 6 to 9. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. John chapter 6, verses 70 to 71. Then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, the good gives a gentle answer, the wicked gives a harsh word. Now is the time for you to take this exam. This is a time for all people on earth to take an exam of whether we can give a gentle answer or a harsh word to people in the midst of the pandemic, of our trapped situation and unknown future. The most important thing we need to know is that from today's Proverbs, that to give a gentle answer is the good and a harsh word is the wicked. The good does not only mean good person. As Proverbs 15 verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. So the good are those people close to God's heart and have the presence of God, because God is good and Satan is bad. So simple, right? Today's 1 Samuel tells us of how Saul was being moved by the Holy Spirit, and God gave him a new spirit, and he became a different person. And soon he even became the first king of Israel. Well, the horrible thing is that in today's John, Jesus tells us that Judah was good, that he chose him to be one of his 12 disciples. But then Judah became a devil. And similar situation in King Saul, that he also became a devil with harsh words and evil action to David and others. Terrible. Now is the time for you to take this exam. If you really have Jesus as Lord and King each day, then you will be gentle and humble as Jesus was. Once you leave Jesus to be the Lord and King, then maybe you would have harsh words to your loved one. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to understand that this is a time for us to take this examination. Help us to have more time to read the Bible and to pour out our souls to you. We need you to be our Lord and King so that we can be humble, as gentle as you are, to pass this exam. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you pass this difficult examination? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.